the time. Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your sweet face.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my faithful listeners on this very horrible Sunday afternoon, cold, rainy, dark day. It's great to have you with me this afternoon. And I have two very special guests who have a very special intro theme song that I'm about to play. Without further ado, here in Studio A at WMFO Medford, it is Carter Wagner and Noah DeYoung. How are you boys doing today?
Doing pretty great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you.
All right. Does that work?
It was perfect.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Amazing. For those that don't know what that was the Veep theme song from the show Veep. Great show. I actually haven't seen it, but I know it's really good. How you guys doing? Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
We're doing great.
We're doing swell.
Yeah. Initially, the initial plan today, everybody, was Carter and Noah were going to play a little music live, but, you know, life happens. So we're pivoting a little bit. We're going to share a ton of music. They put together an awesome playlist for us to go through, a very eclectic mix of songs on here. Just to start us off, guys, and this is just a warm-up, I always ask my guests, first of all, where are you from? How did that shape you? What was it like first coming to Tufts, and how did you guys meet?
I'm going to speak for Noah, and Noah's going to speak for me.
Yes.
So Noah's born in New Jersey initially, the cradle of civilization, before moving to the Chicago of the South, Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
The most beautiful city, according to several magazines.
Several magazines.
The most waterfalls of any city.
No, really? No. It was... there was a ranking of the best waterfalls in the country, and then number two was Niagara Falls, and the number one was the waterfall that's in downtown Greenville, South
Carolina.
I've
never heard of this mythical place.
It's like a 10-foot waterfall.
Yeah. We should not be that high.
he lived there, but really at his heart, Noah's a Minnesotan. That's where his mother's side of the family is, father's side of the family is from, famously. And he's a true bred Midwesterner. And that's why Noah and I really connect one on one, is just those, you know, nice Midwestern values that really bring us together.
And Carter is originally from Detroit before he moved to the Greenville, South Carolina of the Midwest, which a lot of people call Chicago. I think I would agree with that. And yeah, so Carter's had to suffer. Well, Carter's sports alliances are odd. I will say we have that Midwestern bond between the two of us.
We also have a Midwestern hatred between the two of us.
A Midwestern hatred as well.
Yeah, because, tell me about that.
Right now it's football season. And I'm a painful Vikings fan
right now. For once in my entire life, I'm a proud Lions fan.
Yeah. So, good for you. I know. They're about to have their best season in like 60 years or something.
Best season since 1962.
Yeah.
And although they're losing to the Bears right now and I'm crying. However,
what are you going
to
do?
Every week, Noah texts me something along the lines of, "You better be scared of the Minnesota Vikings."
That's a sentence.
He'll send me the most aggressive like text, and then my response is always like, "I'm so proud of you. You're gonna do great."
Yeah.
Except for one time last week where I sent him like a 3-paragraph rant about like how all of his hopes and dreams are all gonna be crushed.
I should clarify. When we started 1-4, I was all in on the tank. And then we won 5 straight and I was like, "Oh, we're gonna win the whole thing now."
Yeah.
And then we had the Josh Dobbs magic. Which has now turned south.
But yeah, that's kind of sad.
But in those 5 weeks, it was so glorious, and I thought we had a real shot, but then it's just...
So, does it stay civil between you two when you're... No?
Well, it's hard for us to say because we haven't had a real Vikings-Lions moment. Because the two times they're playing this year are when we're not on
December
campus.
December 24th and January 12th.
So. Yeah, gotcha. So,
we really were planning on watching the game together. But, you know, it's something unexpected that, you know, the whole playlist you're going to be hearing today, most of these songs represent something about mine and Noah's relationship, which is truly one of the 7 wonders of the world.
Yeah. Excellent.
Since freshman year.
Yeah, exactly. Since, you know, really just...
Yeah. How'd you get to know each other in the first place? When you first got to campus, was it like a right away, like, love at first sight?
Wow. We met
BFF at first sight.
We met like the third week of school,
something like that,
at the GIM for the Tough Stand-Up Comedy Collective.
No way.
Yeah, real origin story.
Exactly. Yeah. Neither of us
that
are involved
crazy
anymore.
More.
Nothing but love for the club. But yeah, we just saw each other from across a crowded room of people who think they're funny, and
we locked eyes and licked lips, and ever since then
it's just been
friendship.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel the power between you two right now. I'm excited.
You're not
I
the first
only,
to say that.
No, I know. I feel the energy, and I feel like it's only going to grow over this next hour. And as the songs build, I anticipate an incredible peak to this show today. So without further ado, let's get into the playlist. Black on Black on Black by Frog. Why'd you choose this one to start off or towards the beginning of the playlist?
Noah has a history of liking music that I find insane. However, every fifth song, he gives me something that I think is just the greatest thing I've ever heard. And this is an example of one of those.
Dope. All right. Anything else?
I love Frog. Frog, this is off their new album called Grog. I'm an unironic Frog fan, and I played this song when it came out like a month ago. And they emailed me and thanked me for playing the song. So thank you, Frog. I'm your number one fan.
I'm about to be Frog's new number one fan. It's Black on Black on Black by Frog. Enjoy, everybody.
Captive on the island, follow and hear the tale that follows. Doesn't anybody want to catch me? Doesn't anybody want me? He says, follow the wild dark sea and call them. Up here, can you hear me, please? I'm begging you on my knees of sorrow. Tomorrow
That was Black on Black on Black by the band Artist. Is it a band? Artist?
It's a band.
Frog. And I love them. They are amazing, aren't they?
I love Frog. They're so good.
I'm unfamiliar with the Frog experience until now, so thank you for introducing me.
Of course. Everyone get on the Frog grind. It's not even a joke.
All right, Carter. You have a very special question for us.
Yeah, so for
Fire
today...
Away.
Happy to do so. For today, I prepared a few questions. The first one is something that some of my friends and I like to do, which is imagine in your brain for a moment,
mm-hmm.
like a compass or like a graph,
a quadrant,
a graph, exactly,
deal.
An XY
yeah.
situation. And so there's, you know, four categories we're talking about. So on the X-axis, on the far right, you have cowboy, and on the far left, you have knight, like shining armor.
Mm.
So you got to categorize yourself between knight and cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the y-axis, you got pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom of the y-axis, you have fresh air.
Mm.
And so it's just a question of these are four things. Where would you place yourself on this? For me personally, I view myself as like a fresh air knight.
Interesting.
Maybe a little bit towards the pots and pans side, but somewhere over in that region.
Tell me your thinking behind that.
Well, the thought is that I'm not really cowboy. You know, I'm walking around. I'm gonna be focused. Maybe the word chivalrous comes to mind, but I think more importantly, it's just a vibe.
Uh-huh.
And then pots and pans in my mind is someone who's really focused on like the logistics of things, who's looking at you know, how systems work, breaking it down. And fresh air is just like the complete opposite of that. Is just
gotcha.
Kind of appreciating the things around them for what they are, and really just like looking at things more holistically.
Interesting.
That's just my interpretation. What I love about this is you can really take it anywhere.
Yeah,
you
I
are.
Was gonna say that was a really
very deep interpretation.
Noah, where do you place yourself?
I feel like I have to go at least part of the cowboy to embrace my South Carolina roots. I was thinking cowboy pots and pans.
That's what I was going to do too.
Like I think I'm a higher towards the pots and pans. I feel like I just have a very pots and pans aura about me. Like if I had to go, it's like maybe kind of like on the lower third of the cowboy, but especially high on the pots and pans.
I was thinking like strictly between like pots and pans and cowboy.
It's like dead center.
Halfway up to cowboy, mm-hmm. and maybe like a third of the way up to pots and pans, because I was taking this very literally. Like pots and pans is kind of chaotic. When I think of pots and pans,
there's
clanging.
Clang,
and
clang, clang.
I feel like I can be a kind of a chaotic person sometimes in a good way, hopefully. So pots and pans, I'm a little bit of the ways up there. Not all the way though, to the point of like, what even are you?
Yeah, of course. No. I mean, I don't know who would put that.
Yeah.
yeah, no, totally. That's real.
Yeah, that's right, Noah. And then cowboy, I don't know. I think it's interesting because I also think a cowboy has kind of a looseness to them that fresh air does in a similar sense.
Yeah,
I interpret cowboys similarly to how I interpret fresh air. So like a knight is very like they have a duty. In the way that pots and pans has to do, they have a lot of like business to take care of and things to protect. And a cowboy kind of is just messing around sometimes. So I kind of seem like I'm interpreting it the opposite way. But yeah, I don't know who would put pots and pans near the top. Like who would do that?
No,
right?
Yeah. And I feel like if they did, they're probably still really super cool, mellow, humble, down to earth. Would be my guess. But I would
agree. Yeah.
Yes. Sure. So that's how I interpret it, but I love this. I've never heard this question and I love it. Do you do it with other categories or is it?
You know, we've tried. This is the most successful. But you know, it's kind of based off the classic, you know, moon, sun, cat, dog situation.
Yeah.
Mm. Noah, famously a sun cat.
Yeah.
Sam, you're a moon dog.
Okay.
I'm a sun dog.
There you go.
You know, it's one of those, but it's just nice variations.
I love it. Great. We got to keep rocking through this playlist.
Oh, is this next one?
Reptilia?
Oh, hell yeah.
By The Strokes. I know this song. You want to tell us about why you put it on here?
It just rules. I feel like Carter and I, once a month, we send each other a song and go, what if we played this? And then we just never have. But
it's great.
One day it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing of it. It just kind of rules. I don't know.
Reptilia by The Strokes. Here we go. We'll be right back. That was Reptilia by The Strokes. Awesome song. Love The Strokes. Love that song. But we got to talk about the fact that it's the holiday spirit time of year, y'all.
You know, Sam, I walked up today.
Did you walk up?
You know, and I was meeting you outside the studio. I did walk up. And I saw you wearing this fantastic Rudolph sweater. It is...
I'm sorry y'all can't see it out there.
It's just beautiful. I mean, it looks happy. It looks lovely. And just like seeing it, it brightened up my day. And that's something that Noah and I want to do for all of you listeners out there.
True.
We want to bring that holiday spirit to you. But
there you go.
You know, you can always go onto some, you know, holiday station and hear all the classics. Noah and I wanted to bring you a little different holiday vibe.
Something that's a little deeper than the you know, normal Christmas lyrics about holiday cheer and snow. We wanted to go past the surface a little bit.
We wanted to go past the whole Santa Claus motif.
Oh,
who
I
is
get
Santa?
It.
Do like
Yeah,
what about the other Christmas characters we care about so much?
Yeah, there's so many other ones. Like
The Grinch.
Like The Grinch.
Oh, right. What about The Grinch?
We should hear about The Grinch.
That is a great idea. And a song, I Am The Grinch, from The Grinch Movie.
Coincidences are so beautiful.
Look at that. Without further ado, let's hear it, everybody.
I'm The Grinch, Cindy Lou Who. I live in Whoville, who are you? I got a dog, his name is Max. He coughed in my cup, that is a fact. I was in snow, ain't need no coat. Max put that sled off with they head. I don't like love, I don't like fun. When I'm around, Christmas is done. I'm The Grinch.
Hey, how you doing, you scum? It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm The Grinch.
I'm here to ruin your day, this will end in defeat.
I'm The Grinch.
I get to ride.
That's eyes on them, 25 days in a month, 25 days in enough, why don't give up.
Wait a minute.
25 days, got the lock with the chain at the door, don't knock, no gifts over here. I don't smell nothing in the air, you can take that over there, and I don't really care. Tell your homeboy in a red suit to chill before I ban him from Whoville. I ain't playing with you.
Twenty-five days
in a month. 25 days in enough, why don't give up. 25 days, got the lock with the chain at the door. Don't knock, no gifts over here. I'm The Grinch.
Hey, how you doing, you scum? It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm The Grinch.
I'm here to ruin your day, this will end in defeat.
I'm The Grinch.
I get to ride you. That's what they call me when they talk about me around the town. That's me. Hello. Nice to meet you.
That was the electrifying I Am The Grinch song from The Grinch Movie by Tyler, the Creator, featuring Fletcher Jones. That was a ride. Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Amazing. You know, as we've been working through this playlist, y'all, the only thing I've been wondering is where did they get all of this inherent musical prowess? You're obviously musicians. Well, and I know you're both musicians in different ways, but tell the viewers out there how you're involved musically, what bands you're in, what else you've done, how you got started in music.
Independently of Carter, I've been playing piano since I was a wee lad, like 7 or something. And that's all been classical, pretty much. So I started playing classical piano when I was super young. I went to high school for it, and now I still do it here.
Nice.
I'm in a piano trio with my good buddies, Irie and Anya. Shout out Irie and Anya. Shout out. Oh, they probably just finished their TSO concert. Shout out Tufts Symphony Orchestra.
Sweet.
So we've been playing together since our freshman year, and yeah, it's like one of my favorite things to do on campus. So that's me independently.
And for me, basically, our guitar player Sarah, and we were all friends, but our guitar player Sarah and myself were like, we're gonna start a band, and we were like, we're getting Noah. It didn't matter. And
my lack of band experience,
he's caught up.
Gonna say, it seems like it's going pretty well.
It's a good transition from like classical. It's difficult. I mean, I did, for me, I also started classical doing upright bass in like orchestra, and then switching to electric, and it's been, you know, I've kind of have lost the upright ability, also not having a bass on campus, which makes a lot of sense because it's massive and unnecessary. But outside of the band, I also did a little bit of playing in the pit for musicals, which was really amazing.
Awesome.
Met so many cool people through that.
We should say what band we're in.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to say the name of the band.
We make up 40% of, right? Two-fifths? Mm-hmm. Two-fifths of Molasses Disaster. We've been doing that since last semester, and it's been a lot of fun.
Got any gigs coming up? Well, I mean,
we had our last gig was two nights ago.
TMC Formal,
Tufts Mountain Club Formal.
Excellent.
It's been a great, I mean, this semester, I think, but it's been really fun. Played a lot of, like, last semester it was a lot of great gigs, and it was a lot of, like, you know, through other clubs. This semester we also got to do, you know, like a house show and things like that, which have been great. We won an award at the Cheese end of the year Jubilee, and we won, or I guess an event we played at won for best cheese event, and that is an amazing honor.
That is the highest honor.
I mean, shout out Cheese Club, day one supporters.
That's true.
Same with Eco Reps and the Eco Fair, day one supporters. It's just been really fun. It's like so fun to just every Friday we play, we have to practice for, and we just like really get along with each other, and it's really, really great.
Yeah, shout out Molasses Disaster for life. Unfortunately, we are going hiatus next semester.
Yeah, we're doing a little hiatus coyote because
Everyone's going abroad.
Yeah, including me, everybody, not just the band. Feels like everyone's going away right
Sam,
now.
Sam, what are you most excited for about abroad?
What am I most excited for about abroad? To just honestly, like, get away for a little bit, I think. Because, I made the choice of going to school in the city where I grew up, which it has its perks for sure. But at the same time, I think it will be nice to go to a completely different place, really different place, and experience that for a prolonged period for a little bit. And I'm excited to just immerse myself there. So,
do you feel like there's a difference between, like what would you say the big difference between Tufts, your Boston experience from Tufts, and your Boston experience from growing up was?
Oh, so different. I mean, growing up, I didn't go into the city much at all. I feel like I've been going into Boston so much more. You just look at it differently too. I mean, when you're a kid, you're only thinking about like all the little kid activities, the going to museums and like going out to the harbor and things like that. And I still think about it that way, but there's so many other, being in a like young adult in the city now, there's so many other things the city, you can do in the city, and so many things I didn't even know about that I'm still exploring and I'm still discovering. So it's cool. It's very different, which I honestly am glad that it's so different. But yeah, I'm excited.
That's beautiful.
Sure. Let's get into, maybe this is a quick song and then we can keep going after that. Perspective Interlude. You want to talk about this one?
Yeah, this is a song I played when I was on Noah's radio show 2 semesters ago.
Shout out Foxtrot.
Exactly, shout out Foxtrot. And it's from a band that two of the guys, Burns Twins, who were on the song, went to my high school. And it's kind of like become my mantra, and I just love sharing it.
Great. Yeah, it's a quick one. Let's get into it. Perspective Interlude. Here we go.
Perspective, maybe that it's all about the way love.
That was a quick perspective interlude, and I liked it. That was a good little transition into our favorite part of the program, everybody. If no one can find it, sorry. It is the PSA time, everyone. Public service announcement. I think Noah's still looking through to find one. Where's ladder safety? Just go to ladder safety. For those that are unfamiliar with the PSA, and I'll give you a second, Carter, it's an advertisement for the show halfway through, and we have a very special reading from the guest Carter, who will read the ladder safety PSA. Go ahead, Carter.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. No. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit ortheinfo.org/ladder safety.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That it never gets old, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
I wanna say, I was looking for one that...
I'm sorry that I put you on the spot there.
No, it's okay. It's like one that's... It's not this one, but there's another fruit one. Oh, it totally was this one.
The dried fruit
where
one?
Where it makes you read 30 different fruits in a row.
I mean, if you want to rip
no,
through it, you
go... It would be funny if, like, Carter... Because my plan was for Carter not to see it beforehand. But
okay.
I just totally ruined it.
All right, don't worry about it. Next time on your... And also, I got to shout out your show as well. On what night is it?
It's every other Wednesday night at 1 a.m. Foxtrot.
There you go.
I play anything I think is good and or interesting. It's a good time.
Tune in.
Whether it happens this week is TBD, depending on how I'm feeling about my finals.
Also, he can play all kinds of music that he wants, because I, you know, on this time I can't play certain kinds of music. But anyway, that's none of my business.
So this next song, this is part of an ongoing bit that Noah has where, as I said, he sends me a lot of music,
uh-huh.
and every fifth song is one that I love. And this is 20%. And this is part of a bit where whenever we lived together this summer, it was amazing. Every Thursday we would sit and watch Veep like all day.
Which is where the Veep theme song came from.
Oh yeah, that's why we played it at the beginning. And he would always be like, all aux. And it was every single time.
Yeah.
And you know, he has his very specific vibe. However, there was one time where we had, you know, some people over, and he was like, all aux, and we let him do it.
Uh-oh.
And he killed it. He killed it. He did an amazing job.
I was
job.
Expecting, like, a disaster story.
No, he did an amazing job, and this is, like, the first song, and it's... You know, it was the perfect vibe. It's exactly what we needed. It's instrumental, so I encourage everyone to, you know, fill in the lyrics in your own mind.
You're talking about Lemongrass, right?
Exactly.
Lemongrass by MF Doom. And I mean, when there's an MF Doom song on the playlist, it's usually automatically going to be good for the most part, I'd say.
This one's great.
Yeah. Lemongrass by MF Doom. Enjoy, everybody.
And I look.
that snuck up on me was Lemongrass by MF Doom. And I love the vibe. Is that at the beginning of that album? Is that the first song on the album?
I don't know if it's the first song on the album, but I know it's... I think it's just a collection of the beats he made.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember because it's been a while since I've listened to that song. But I loved it. That was really nice.
It's a chill vibe. It's a go-to aux when I'm auxing for a crowd that I feel like I have to mellow out a little bit.
Gotcha.
I think it's good. Yeah.
Gotcha. No, that's a great starter. You have a question for us?
Oh, I do. My question is, it's a rainy day.
Yeah.
On a day like today, when, you know, let's say you have if it wasn't finals and you were studying, but if you had nothing to do and it was raining, what's your go-to thing to do?
I love putting on one of my records and then just knocking out crazy chess grinds. I think just going on chess.com, listen to one of my records. I think that's a rainy afternoon well spent. I wish I was doing that today instead of studying.
I've been getting into like cooking more lately. Oh. A little more. Like I used to not at all. And I think living off campus this year has forced me, obviously, to cook for myself more. So just like I make a lot of pasta, all sorts of pasta, pesto with other meats and other things. And I feel like a rainy day and just putting on some music in the bathroom and just background and just cooking stuff up. Nothing beats it.
I need to have music while I'm cooking, and then I have so much fun.
Heck yeah.
And yeah, I think I thought that I was better at cooking than I am, and then I feel like living off campus,
it's a reality check.
It's exactly because you such like a in my mind check. Like I can follow a recipe, but there's like this like when you're cooking for yourself every day,
yeah,
like that I didn't really have for the past 2 years. Like it's like, oh wow, this is actually something I like need to grow on, and that's great for me. My like rainy day thing is I love a fireplace. I wish a Somerville house had a fireplace in code that was also affordable to students. Not the case, but like curling up by the fire on a rainy day is the best thing ever. Maybe with like, I don't know. I try to pretend I read. I don't really anymore.
So your house doesn't have a fireplace though?
Yeah, it's actually my life's greatest disappointment. Mm.
Does your house have a fireplace?
No, I'm the same. I wish. That would be really nice.
Right?
Honestly, that's probably like number two or three on my list now that I think about it. Because it'll snuggle up with like a blank little fuzzy blanket or something. And just like, I don't know. I was also going to say like watching a movie or something like that. But definitely more cooking, more so lately. Do you guys miss the dining halls, speaking of food, like... How much are you missing going into DeWick and Carm and those places?
I miss the dining hall in the abstract in two ways. One, in the sense that it's like, I think it's nice not to worry about where you're going to get your food from.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in the way of like meal instability. I mean that in the way that it's like, you don't have to worry about like making food or like
doing
that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
just
like you can just walk in. It's like there's going to be food there and it takes no prep or anything. And then also, I think it's just really nice like socially just to be able to like text people and be like, hey, do you want to go to the dining hall? And then it's like, it was just a way for you to hang out with people at least once a day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I miss it in that sense.
I think about it in like the, you know how like Netflix choice is kind of paralyzing? Like you have so many options that you can't pick anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel where like, if I'm like, I'm not going to cook for myself, which takes prior planning. It's like the night, what am I going to get? And I have like, let's say I'm going to order and I'm going to spend money. Now I have every delivery app with all these different options and I get totally paralyzed.
Right.
Where I feel like DeWick, it ends up being the same amount if you're like counting meal swipe as money, like it's like $14. And now I walk in and it's like there's options, but it's more limited. And I think that was kind of nice. But also the food quality, you know, we can discuss.
Well,
it's dining hall food. You get what you get.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, I completely agree. But
what about you?
Yeah, I would say I'm the same as you guys. But honestly, again, I found like a joy in cooking that I didn't think I would have, honestly, which is a pleasant surprise because I was like, oh no, how am I going to like figure this all out? But then I was like, no, you know what? We're doing this. We're going to make it happen. So I'm excited. Let's talk about Roxanne by The Police.
We put on an episode of Community this summer while we were living together.
Mm-hmm.
It's season 3, episode 3, Remedial Chaos Theory.
I love that episode.
It's a classic.
It's probably one of the
best episodes of like TV ever.
I 100% agree. And famously uses this song. And for we watched this one episode in our house over the course of like 2 weeks, like four times. Like we kept on watching it
because we kept singing it.
And then we were just walking around singing this song constantly. We'd walk into the room with us, Mino, and our other roommate Alex, and we would just like walk in and just be like,
Roxanne, like that.
So this is a very important song to us.
I love it. Roxanne by the Police. I can picture that episode already. That was Roxanne by the Police. Exactly. Roxanne. What I was thinking. Man, I love that episode. That was, great choice. Great
thank
choice.
You, thank you.
Do you have another question in mind, correct?
Yeah. What was your like stuffed animal growing up?
Stuffed animal was a stuffed animal bear I got the day I was born.
What was it?
Wow,
it was named Thomas after Thomas the Tank Engine.
A bear named after a train.
But I love it dearly. And it's actually not with me. He's not with me at school right now. But when I get home, he will be there.
So you were a Thomas the Tank Engine kid?
I was a Thomas the Tank Engine kid.
Me too.
Yeah, I was a full-on, like, hardcore Thomas the Tank Engine kid.
Does that stick with you?
I mean, I feel like it has shaped certain deep parts of my inner personality, you could say. But I don't think... It's not my Roman Empire. We can say that.
Yeah.
What is your Roman Empire?
Yeah, I was immediately starting to think of what that could be when I said that, and I don't have an answer for you, honestly.
Currently. Noah, what's your Roman Empire?
Oh, I feel like I totally have one. In the sense of, like, I don't know. I feel like I totally have one. I don't know what it is. I love talking about the Byzantine Empire, but only because I took that class at Proctor my freshman year, and I think about it all the time.
He cried at the final.
I did not cry. I almost shed a tear at his final lecture because it was so beautiful.
Proctor's lectures hit hard.
I love Proctor. Yeah, shout out Proctor. I don't know. Sue me if it means having an emotion. Sorry.
Where is Thomas the Teddy Engine now?
Thomas the Teddy Engine's at my home, at my house back home, about 20 minutes away.
Is it like
here.
In your bed at home?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. On my bed still. Sleep. Sometimes I don't sleep with him every night, but he's there. I cuddle.
Yeah.
Cuddle him there sometimes. How about you? What's your stuffed animal growing up?
I have a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Named Teddy.
Nice.
Creative.
Right. I know. I was such
innovative.
I was such a gifted child. Currently with me. When there was a point where I grew out of using him to cuddle, and I had discovered that if I were to like lay on my side in bed, he was the perfect height and like had the perfect ability to hold my phone up so that I could like watch YouTube on my side in my bed with like a pillow holding it up, and I would like use the arms and the legs to like wrap
That's
it around
innovative.
And keep it stable. So in that way, I couldn't sleep without Teddy because I was addicted to being on my phone to go to sleep in like early high school. And then I remember I like lost it. Like I went somewhere without it, and I was like to my parents, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have Teddy. Like I totally screwed up. And they thought it was in like, I wouldn't be able to sleep without it. And then we had like a whole conversation about me having like attachment issues. And I was like, guys, no. It's not it at all. And then I told them about the phone thing, and they were like, oh, so should we like not let you have your phone at night? And so it was just, yeah. Teddy's at school though. I use a pillow now to hold up my phone.
Awesome.
Wow.
It's called
growth. What an evolution.
Literally
yeah.
Growth.
How about you know?
I also had a teddy bear. His name was Corduroy based on that picture book.
Yeah.
Of course.
So that was my slime as a kid.
Nice.
I think I donated him, unfortunately, when I moved houses when I was in high school. So I hope Corduroy's doing well. I don't know where he is right now, but surely he's
like
found a loving home.
Like a Toy Story 3 moment.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Growing up. We dapped each other up with his paw.
Played together one last time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been real, homie.
It's been real.
It's been real.
And I'm sure some other child is really appreciating having Corduroy with them, I hope.
Just sorry to switch gears for a second, but we never heard what your Roman Empire was. And did you answer?
I answered. I think also my Roman Empire is just talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves. I feel like I've been because they're really good this year.
It never happens. The best ever they've ever been.
It is so crazy. I don't know how to react to it. It's crazy. So I think that's my.
Yeah, like, I would say the Celtics then. But yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my Roman Empire is like disliking Ohio.
Care to elaborate?
So when you grow up in Michigan, and this is, we've been doing a lot of sports talk on here, which again is something that Noah and I didn't like initially bond over. Like we bonded in so many other ways.
Uh-huh.
And then we just both kind of realized that we're both like
into the athletic dimension.
Yeah, the athletic arts, as they're called.
Yep.
Even though neither of us, I mean, you can run. I'm not particularly athletic. He's pretty good at basketball.
Cool.
But I'm like, yeah, anyway. So when you grow up in Michigan, there's like the big like it's Michigan versus Michigan State, and then you have like the Michigan Ohio State rivalry, right? The thing about me growing up is that my mom went to Michigan State and my dad went to Michigan, so you know it's a bit of an identity crisis when you grow up in Michigan and you know there's Michigan State Day where everyone shows up wearing all their gear, so everyone's either wearing Michigan State gear or Michigan gear, and there's a lot less like cross school marriages than you think there would be. So I would show up wearing both, and then everyone would like hate me for the day. Or I would like choose one or the other, and I would just feel so ashamed. So I basically turned all of these feelings as a kid into being like, I just hate Ohio State, you know, and that's what it was. And so I think about that regularly, like whenever I see it mentioned. And so I've really had these deep feelings about Ohio. You know, it's not about the people, it's more about the concept. And the internet really caught up with me is the crazy part.
Yeah,
do you remember?
True. That is so
like,
true.
Like, I've been on this for so long, and then the internet suddenly just decided that, like...
To hate Ohio, yeah.
Which, you know, was really validating for me. But also, kind of like, I was a little bit like, they're just doing it because it's a trend. Mine is, like, deep-seated. And it's probably
and
something...
genuine.
Yeah, it's probably something I should get into, because, like, it'd be nice if I didn't have any hate at all, but, you know.
I think a little hate is good for the soul.
Ooh.
That's not, I don't know why. I don't endorse any hate. That was just something that, don't take that out of context.
Anyway. But the Ohio convert, that's an interesting way
but
to
That's my Roman Empire. That's my Roman Empire, for sure.
Yeah, I would say that feels similar to, like, if, like, one of my parents rooted for the Red Sox, one of them rooted for the Yankees, and I wore Red Sox and Yankees gear together
just,
or something like that. Similar.
There. And then you were just like, all right, at the end of the day, we just hate the Mets. You know, like
right.
That's...
Exactly. Okay, we have time for, say, one or two more songs. So let's get into, is it Jubin District?
Yeah.
By Ginger Rot. Tell me about this one.
Carter and I have been to one concert together, and that was Ginger Root, the guy who does this song. And unfortunately, it was a negative experience for me, and I guess for all of us, but mainly for me, because let's just say
the crowd got really scary.
The crowd got really scary for one of us. I had some candy beforehand, and then the crowd got really scary afterwards, and we had to go home early.
But
you guys, you okay?
Yeah, we're fine. We're good. Good. But the show before the crowd got really scary was great.
It was amazing. Okay. I never listened to Ginger before. Okay. It was just a Carter pick.
And they were fantastic.
Great. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear it. Jubin District by Ginger Root. Let's get into it real quick here. That was Jubin District by Ginger Root. I love the vibes there. Great one to draw the show to a close today. Carter, Noah, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was a blast. Such a blast. And this is such a great, this is the last show, guys, for a while. For like 7 months, honestly, which is kind of crazy to think about. And this was a great one to end on. I had a blast with you guys. Wow, that was aggressive out there. But thank you, everybody, so much for watching. This has been The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be off the airwaves for the next while, but hope everybody's doing well out there. And thank you, as always, for listening. But The Spec will be back. Woo. Next September. Do you have any parting words, gentlemen?
Thank you. With all our hearts. We're so appreciative of you. You're amazing.
Thank you. I am appreciative of you both as well. And good luck in all of your endeavors next semester and beyond.
So much love.
What's one more song we can end on to go out?
We're going to go out on a little song that Andrew Burt. That he really dropped on us from above.
He cooked.
And it's something that Noah and I both discovered independently. And we love this song with all our hearts.
It's good. Sisyphus by Andrew Bird. That's the song.
Yeah, nothing not to love.
Sisyphus by Andrew Bird, everybody.
And it also makes us feel how we are during finals.
Real. Sisyphus by Andrew Bird. Thank you both again for coming on. I will see everybody soon. Take care out there. Bye-bye.
Pause. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this suggest? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter,